What does Amber's breath smell like?
Popcorn.
Ketchup, onion, eggs.
Okay.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. But let's get into it.
Is this starting off with the Amber attack?
Well, I wanted to attack you.
Why?
Before I talk about
it. She has bad breath. You smell it?
My breath smells pretty good right now. You want to smell it?
Wait, right now. Can you do us a favor real quick? And for this podcast, maybe just don't talk.
Wait. Smell my breath right now.
No.
What? That's gross.
Amber.
That's kind of gross.
I brush even and mouthwash.
Even if it smells like rice, like the act of doing it is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, because imagine coming onto a podcast where other people are listening and all of a sudden you get accused and these other people cannot hear or, I mean,
they
smell.
They can't smell.
And now I feel like I have to defend myself.
No, you can hear
myself.
It too. Like, okay, ready? Fresh breath. Amber, go ahead. Ew.
Oh, God.
You hear like the griminess in it?
You hear the particles.
That's gross.
Why are you guys talking about my breath?
I had no idea that was going to be the intro.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was a good way to...
It was like... It made me think. I was like, oh, popcorn.
Also, popcorn by the way... yeah, popcorn. Popcorn has a good smell.
The butter does.
The butter.
The butter. But...
Well, what does the popcorn smell like without the butter?
I have no idea. No, it smells like nothing. So, you know...
Like dry corn?
You know those... what are those beans? Bean Boozled?
Uh-huh.
There's a popcorn one.
Hmm.
There's a popcorn one with butter.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on the bad side.
Yeah. And it does not taste good.
It does not taste good.
Because it's in a jelly bean form, guys. Like salmon tastes delicious, but if there's a salmon candy, I'm not sure.
Mm. But that's not how it should be.
Swedish fish.
I also, I said that your breath smells like ketchup, onion, egg, and that's also one of my favorite sandwiches to eat.
Yeah.
That's just all that's in the sandwich?
Ketchup.
It's like a breakfast.
Well, I like to do a shami kebab style.
Yeah.
Like the Pakistan style. Okay, so people don't know this, but if you do it with a hot dog bun, it's so much better.
Really? Why?
So it's just like that's the way that they make it. You?
Well, if you think about it, if you hear those three things, egg, onion, ketchup, you're like,
You don't want that as a breath. But like,
no, you don't.
As a food, it's like nice.
As a food, it's good. But
I remind him of the morning time is what I'm hearing. It's like he thinks about morning sunshine, fresh air, Amber.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Whatever. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody.
The strangest and greatest podcast.
Onion-filled podcast in the world.
Planet.
My name is Fiery Breath for us.
My name's Shami Kebab Shamir.
My name is...
Alu Brata...
Amber.
Wait, sorry. I shouldn't do it for you.
It's fine. Alu
Something
Brata
gross.
Amber.
But she never picks like on theme. So I was like...
No, it is on theme. Sorry, I'm
no, she picked on theme last time.
I feel like I'm starting out like really, really aggressive because I feel like we started off...
I mean, you've been attacked.
You came in with
sense.
Like... You came in with not only just... You came in hot, but you came in with hot breath. And I don't appreciate that. Oh, you could really smell that.
Yeah, dude.
Like you could
you can hear it.
I could smell it through my ears.
Yeah. You know, your rose is breaking right now.
Rose is breaking. This is the first 4D podcast. We'll have like
scent infused. Aroma infused. Thanks everybody for listening. I hope anybody who's fasting their Ramadan is going well.
Yeah.
We've been going absolutely crazy on the Patreon. So make sure you tune in for that after you're done listening
crazy
to this.
Crazy episodes. We got a crazy episode today.
Mm-hmm.
I got some questions to ask Amber.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's if you need something to help pass the time when you're fast, like, you know, you got a whole bonus episode, go to Patreon. You can check us out there. We've got Strange Flavors merch. Also on the same website, I got the Bonhub shirt on.
Nice.
So
I also have merch from one of our critics, famous critics, famous critics,
Muhammad.
Yeah. Shout out Goat Clothing.
Yeah.
Not your Habibi.
So he actually gifted this to me specifically.
That's not true about Shamir though.
What?
You're everybody's Habibi.
Oh,
he gifted to all of us.
No, specifically me. That's
specifically Shamir.
Not
it's
yet.
Nice.
He gifted it to all
from
of us.
From Goat's Clothing.
I met him for the first time at 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Muhammad.
Shout out Muhammad.
Thank you. And
hopefully he comes on the podcast one day.
Yeah. He's listening right now, just writing notes. Yeah, he's writing critiquing.
He's very quickly become a part of the friend group.
Yeah. I told Amber, I was like, oh, this is our critic. She's like, stop saying that. It's not a good word. And then we're like, she was like, say feedback. And we're like, critic's a good word.
This is our feedback.
Yeah, this is our feedbacker.
Like, oh, this is a guy who critiques us. And I was like, no, he gives us feedback.
No, but we were saying that, like, critique is a good word. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Critique is good. Some people are always like, oh, yeah, you're so critical. Do you see Shamir just dropping week after week critiques of these movies? It makes people want to watch them. I'm like, dang, he dropped. Shamir's a, what's it called? Letterbox influencer.
Influencer, yeah.
And are you getting followers?
No.
But he's influencing.
Yeah, he is influencing.
Like, wait, when you post one of your reviews, do like a lot of people reply and then give you they don't?
It's like no one replies. It's
like one putting it into a black hole.
I don't know why I imagine that when you post one of your reviews, then people like give their feedback to your.
It's like it's like a diary that like no one. It's like a Twitter that no one like.
A live journal?
Because now we're not talk about it.
Oh. What? Live journal.
Oh, you guys talk about it?
Because my brother's like, did you see Shamir's review? And that's exactly what I thought. Or he's like, oh, we got to check out that movie or whatever. So I'm like, dang, like I thought maybe other people are like, no, yeah, dude,
I wish I just dropped in the review. That's the goal. That's why I'm like telling everyone, like, yo, download it. But like only few successes so far.
Did you download Letterboxd?
I didn't.
Oh, well,
I'm also like vicariously
using a burner
kind of
off of your brother.
No, I'm not using a burner, but like he tells me what's going on. So then I don't have
in
to
the
do
letterbox
the work.
Loop, even though there's no loop.
Yeah,
there's no loop.
It's like there's a subreddit for Shimmer's letterbox reviews. That'd be funny.
You should just copy and paste them onto Twitter too while you're at it.
I do sometimes, but then like sometimes I get no replies. So then it's like, is it in the void?
Well, if you
I'll do it to
like,
my like Instagram stories and stuff and like Snapchat stories and stuff. People reply to that.
But I feel like if you use like the language and copied and pasted it and did like hashtag the movie title's name and stuff.
Yeah.
It would probably gain some traction.
But I'm not trying to like...
Be that.
I'm not trying to export it. I'm trying to like import.
You know? He's trying to build the community
around
him.
Right.
Not me, but like in Letterboxd. Like I want a good community on Letterboxd. I don't care
you
for
don't
it.
Go outside of
it.
You
I don't
know
care.
How to grow your page, right?
How?
You got to make those lists.
That's too much.
No, you already probably have it. Like movies that I loved in 2024 so far. Or movies that the worst movies of all time, make a list.
Yeah.
You know?
My favorite part's like reviewing. Mm. Like I like watching a movie and then like spilling my thoughts and feelings on it.
Yeah. If you're not aware, Letterboxd is like this app where you just like review movies only, not TV shows, just movies. And you can like follow people and like find movies to watch from there too.
Yeah.
I wish I had done this a long time ago where like with my music, I'm good because I made playlists when I was really little. And so I've added to that up until this age. Mm-hmm. So those playlists like have been ever growing. There's new ones. And so that's been good. But with movies, whenever I'm trying to think of like a category of movies that I've watched and stuff, like a playlist of them, like how you're saying, like, you know, movies that make you
dance
cry,
feel
in
something.
Your underwear or whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's only one that I've ever made a playlist of like movies wise, and it was like movies where nothing happens where it's literally a movie where it's just like you kind of see it's just like it's pretty it's kind of like casual, like a day in the life type, or like I would say Boyhood.
I was literally thinking that
so it's all movies like Boyhood where it's like nothing really happened, but at the same time you're just like you're just there, you're just watching there. You're kind of like spectating someone else's life almost, and it's not like anything drastic like movie-esque that happens, not this crazy arc. It's just kind of like it happened and you watched it happen.
Speaking of movies though, I saw the Nickelodeon documentary. That thing is crazy. It's crazy.
Quiet on Set,
yeah,
about like Dan Schneider and stuff.
Dan Schneider, and like that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like so much worse happened. I don't want to spoil it because I feel like people should watch it. I literally, it was like midnight during Ramadan and I was just like, let me just watch an episode, finish the whole thing in like one sitting. It's four episodes, but.
Can I have a really bad hot take?
What?
This is not the Drake Bell situation. So not Drake Bell. Like I'm definitely sympathizing with him entirely and his story. But when it comes to Dan Schneider's actual like on set behavior, because a huge part of the documentary was talking about how problematic he was on set, right? And I ended up watching his YouTube response video.
You didn't watch the documentary?
I watched the documentary.
Oh, okay.
And nice. Then I watched his response video. And again, like, I'm not talking about like female conduct or all those things. I'm talking about specifically a huge part of the documentary was his onset like aggression, if you will.
Yeah.
And like, you know, sometimes maybe not being the nicest in the writer's room and things like that. And like, to be fair, like that is so prevalent in like a lot of workspaces. Like there is a lot of toxic masculinity in workspaces, and there is, you do occasionally have a boss who's a complete a-hole and he is like, you know, like doesn't treat you with the greatest thing. So like they spent a huge chunk of this documentary was his onset behavior. And I was watching that kind of being like, okay,
yeah.
Like this doesn't, and that might be a problem towards like general work environments in general. That might be the bigger problem there.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that Dan Schneider's on set behavior based off of what they said in the documentary was all that different from like the regular corporate experience as a woman in corporate America.
Yeah. I think the only difference is like, yeah, I agree with you in terms of like the adults, but when it comes to the kids,
mm-hmm.
I think that's when it's a different line.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like, you know, this probably happens in every movie set, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like this girl will do something weird, you know, like Quentin Tarantino, he always has like a girl showing her foot or whatnot. But the fact that it's Margot Robbie or whatever, it's like, okay, it's normal. But if you have a kid do that, like Miranda Cosgrove or Jeanette McCurdy, and they're like 14.
Didn't Megan Fox say that she experienced that on...
With Transformers.
What's the director's name?
Michael Bay. Michael Bay.
And it was like she was like really, she was underage.
I think she was like 16, 17.
But she like lied about being 18 or something.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, you're right. With kids, it's definitely different. Like what you're saying, Amber, is kind of like, okay, after this allegations come out and stuff, then hindsight is 20/20. Then people start kind of picking apart every little thing. And it's like, is this really part of it? But
yeah, I feel like they should have spent more time focusing on what like was actually shocking in the matter. Like there was parts where I was like, this is, you're making this part of him seem so villainized, but I don't think this part is that big of a deal. And it was kind of a bittersweet thing for me because I love Zoe 101. I loved like the, like Sam and Kat, the iCarly, all of that,
Drake
you
and
know,
Josh,
like- Drake and Josh, all of it. Like I loved it. And like, you know, to hear that, there were certain people on set that didn't like Jeanette McCurdy. Like my heart goes out to her. Cause I can tell genuinely that she wasn't treated well, but it was not a specific sole influence. Maybe
it
she
was
had
her mom.
It was her mom too. Like maybe she had a stronger mom in that matter. Like, you know, that would be a different experience for her. Somebody who's advocating for her.
Yeah.
And so I think the bigger problem there was having child stars who did not have strong advocates for them because all the ones who did seemed like, they were well protected. And if not, it was a scenario where they were manipulated out of it in a Drake Bell situation.
That's tough. I mean, I don't like, I don't even know. People are like, oh, you got to like look at the parents, whatever. But it's like,
sometimes the parents are like 95% there. Sometimes 100%. They're just watching for their child. And like producers.
You really just can't like trust people. You really have to protect the kids. So like, when you hear, because I had heard like rumors of this stuff before, right? Oh, Dan Schneider.
It's been happening for years.
For feed. And then like somebody was saying, I think my brother was telling me, oh, the Nickelodeon like logo was the foot also.
Yeah.
And he's like these conspiracies, whatever. But when you hear it, like especially from a show that you used to watch, like Drake and Josh. And then when you hear about it happening to Drake, I saw his music video recently where like he walked onto the set of Drake
really
and Josh too. And it just feels surreal. It's like, bro, that is the set that like we watched you on all the time, and that really happened to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And the one that like when I heard about Amanda Bynes too, that one hurt my feelings, bro.
Amanda Bynes, they didn't talk
that's
much
so
about
sad.
What happened to her, but there's rumors going that Dan Schneider impregnated her.
Yeah,
and they had to.
It sucks because like I wish Amanda Bynes didn't experience what she did because
she was so like she on could, top of everything.
Right,
she was like
the Amanda Show. Like we used to watch that all the time. And then She's the Man, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. And then even like...
And come to find out she hated working
on
that.
She hated it,
yeah. She was also like, she came back on Easy A And that was like, we haven't seen her in a while in that role or like a movie role like that. Mm-hmm. And then like, we haven't seen her like since kind of.
And I wish she was in her right mind to be able to like speak for herself, because genuinely her tweets are not like, like when you, so I watched like a 3-hour deep dive, I was like cooking and stuff, like about Amanda Bynes' entire history. And she has like a history of after she like had that episode where she lied a lot. And she would go on Twitter and like say a lot of lies. And this was very non-biased documentary. The girl like actually was an Amanda fan. And it's like, it's hard because it's like, I want to, if that happened to you, that is so sad and you should be held accountable.
Yeah.
But like, we have no way of knowing because of the fact that, well, one, she didn't say it was Dan. She said it was a boss. And I'm sure she had like a lot of bosses and stuff around her. But I wish that whatever happened to her didn't, so that she could have the ability to have a voice for herself. Apparently her biggest downfall actually was an Adderall addiction due to the fact that she became obsessed with being skinny, and Adderall suppresses your appetite. And so she basically fried her brain.
Dang. Well, regardless, it's like all of this kind of was triggered by
Nickelodeon.
Something
in body her, image. Yeah.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah. 'Cause when you see her as a kid, she's so iconic. She's so like, you know, confident and just, she was really running that show. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like a lot of those shows, when you saw them as a kid, it was, you didn't really see a girl in the, well, I guess some of the Disney and Nickelodeon shows you did, but I don't know, with Amanda, it was just kind of like,
it was around
she
her.
She was the best part about the show.
Like, like Hannah Montana, right? It's Miley Cyrus, but she's playing a character. Mm-hmm. So it's like around her character, even though it's like maybe loosely about her or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But Amanda Bynes, it's like, you do everything. Like, it is about you.
But and she was so good at it. Like, you, really good, you believed everything. You were just like, wow, like Amanda is really cool.
Yeah. But another thing about the weight thing, it's like it relates in sort of like minor spoiler, but like there was an actress, you know, a little girl actress that was supposed to be Amanda Bynes before Amanda Bynes.
Okay.
And she was like the main star, whatnot, of like all that. And then she was getting, she was like gaining weight, and she like gained, she got through puberty and whatnot. And so then they're like, hey, you're gaining weight. And then like they kind of like shelved her. Like a little bit. And that's when they found Amanda Bynes. Mm-hmm. And then she became the main star.
They said that. So she got like sick for like a week. She had like mono or something. She got sick for like a week and a half. And she lost like 10 pounds. And her mom said to her, she's like, oh, this is like the best you've ever looked. Mm-hmm. Simply because she was skinnier than normal and like became addicted to being that. And then having the rivalry with like Lindsay Lohan, and like Lindsay Lohan was like the sexier version of her, like playing these sexier roles. And Amanda was like, why am I being silly with wigs on all that and the Amanda show? And then like, she's a man. Why am I playing a man? Like, I want to play like a sexy role. And like, that's what kind of launched her into Easy A and stuff. And as soon as she finally started gaining traction in those roles, she just became a victim to her drug habits.
That's so sad.
So many of those kids that we grew up like watching, like turned out, you know, in unfortunately like kind of bad situations. Some of them are, you know, thankfully good. But I saw something that was like all these kids, they gave us our childhood and lost theirs.
That's
and
so
that
sad.
Like, yeah, that makes you so sad.
Yeah. That was like one of the biggest aspects. It like changes how you remember these shows. Mm-hmm. But two, also, it also makes me sad in a way, like to make such good because Dan Schneider made like great content.
Like, yeah,
he made
like great shows. Like undeniable.
And that's what's crazy is he's so good at what he does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what makes me sad is like maybe you have to be, you know, some sort of crazy to like produce that amount and go through that.
The problem isn't that he was able to like create those shows and like be on the set. The problem is that Nickelodeon should have been providing a lot more structure to the set where they're protecting the children, where Dan Schneider should not be running the show with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he should be running the show as the show.
Nickelodeon,
but the kids should have been protected.
Nickelodeon loved Dan Schneider so much that they were like, do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was making them so much money, all these hit shows. Yeah. Like, they're not going to stop that train by any means.
But
they'll cover up
the
whatever.
Results you get is what happened with those kids and stuff. So
it's like, I feel like he could have been a successful like director for these shows, but and not run into these allegations had there been a stronger presence of Nickelodeon on set doing what they should have to protect the children and like having the right like barriers in place.
In comparison, I think Disney is much better with that.
Mm.
But I think they might also have these level of allegations, but they're good at cutting them off, hiding them, and not getting to the public. Because anytime someone says something, a racist tweet or someone digs up a racist tweet, they're fired.
Mm. Really?
Literally. That happened to like big directors on Disney. It happened to...
But they did hire that sex offender.
Yeah. But that was... I found out it was only for like, what, 3 episodes, and it was like way back behind. And then after they found out, they cut him off. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild out here. And that's why I'm like... I feel like there's... it's happening now a lot more, but like on social media with this whole like mommy vlogger, like family vlogging situations where these families are like exploiting the children, not protecting them and things like that, which I feel like is almost worse when it's your own parents doing it. We had like that. What is her name? Jody, who recently got arrested for punishing her children, like chaining them up and not feeding them. And like they found her journals recently. And she's literally word for word writing like, I'm not going to feed them because I feel like there's a devil inside of them. And they're like, I need to teach them the right way and whatever. And she basically like told on herself. But then there's also these more like hidden ways where there's like Ren on TikTok. Have you heard about this? Mm-hmm. There's this mom on TikTok who's they're a group of like Ren and something. It's like W-R-E-N. And the mom is basically setting her up to be in situations where predators would find a lot of enjoyment out of her videos. And it's like a child that's like 2 or 3. And she'll do things like give her a popsicle and she'll like choke on the popsicle.
What the heck?
Or like it'll be like she's eating frozen honey, but it's like a weird look, or like making her like say certain things. And it's supposed to look really like innocent. However, she's covering it up.
She's doing this on purpose?
There's just too many examples of this type of behavior, like, popping up on her page and it being a hot spot for child predators to end up on, for it to not be obvious. Like, if you can tell that this type of content is attracting these predators, would you not then stop and not put your child in situations and put, like, videos out there that are more suggestive? But it obviously draws an attention for her. She makes money off the content. So,
bro, people need to calm down.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, literally calm down.
Calm down.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's gross.
I'm actually, I'm coming out with a documentary.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
About what?
It's called Quiet on Podcast.
Dang. What happened?
I was
assaulted.
My family was attacked by someone sitting on the same couch as me right now. An absolute attack on my entire family.
Really? That's crazy.
The couch is only me, and I'm looking at our podcast topics, and it says Amber attack. So what is about to happen here? You came in hot with the question, and I have no idea where this is leading.
How do you feel?
It be your own people, bro.
It be your own people. How do you feel?
Well, I would like the, you know, when it's like a silhouette, the dark face in the documentary with a deep voice.
Hold on, let me close the curtain a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So could I get the deep voice too?
Wait.
So what happened was, just a few days ago, my family and I, we were looking for cakes. We were looking for cakes to give to somebody. Can you hear me?
Turn that
off.
You get the point. Okay. You get the point.
You were looking for cakes.
We were looking for cakes.
Uh-huh.
To give to somebody.
Yeah.
And I had remembered, you know, like, one time for my birthday, Amber got me a really delicious cake.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't we get a cake from there?
Yeah.
We'll gift it to this family.
Tiramisu cake.
It was a tiramisu cake. And my mom was like, yeah, it's a good idea. That cake was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ate it up. They loved it. It was like, this is one of the best cakes that we've ever had, whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're looking at the cake, and then, you know, we're getting ready to order it. And right there it is. Ingredients. Pork and rum.
In the tiramisu cake?
Pork and rum?
Yo.
You poisoned my family with pork and rum?
Wait, what?
Wait, how's there pork in the freaking tiramisu?
It's literally coffee there's and pork.
I think you looked at like the bacon toppings
you
or something
at,
like
that. You looked at the wrong ingredients.
You know like those donuts that have like bacon on it?
Do not,
I think you went
do
to
not,
that.
Do not gaslight me after we've already been poisoned.
How's there?
Listen, rum,
it makes sense, maybe.
Listen, let me tell you.
I'll make it.
Did you
look
jelly.
At the wrong cake? Did you get like a different cake?
Search it up right now.
This is victim blaming. Literally, this is victim blaming.
No, this is called research,
She's Dan Schneider right now.
Okay, listen to me. This is why there's pork in it. It's a Korean bakery.
Mm-hmm.
You call Koreans pork enthusiasts?
Wow.
Koreans are pork enthusiasts.
You're right. For real.
My brother, right? I was like, why would there be pork in this? My brother, he was recently in Korea. He was telling me about this. He said, there's pork in everything, including the coffee.
Wait, what?
Yes. He said I was trying to get a coffee, and some guy came up to me and said there's pork in it because he knew that I was Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
My brother said he basically ate like candy while he was there until he found like another Muslim guy who he started traveling with, and he told him the spots that there's not pork in.
Well, there's food. A lot of pork in the candy here too.
Mm-hmm.
Gelatin.
Yeah. But there's like they're putting pork in.
The
you know,
coffee
like,
is crazy.
A slice of bread.
Pork
bro.
Latte.
It's just like, he's like, can I have an apple? There's pork in this.
Pork latte. Like,
I don't see any of the cakes have pork in it yet.
Amber, the tiramisu has pork in it, bruh. Pork and rum, bruh. You poisoned my family with pork
okay,
and rum.
Hold on.
And it was delicious.
Let me ask.
Bruh.
I was gonna say like you liked it, right?
Okay, so this is so as soon as my mom finds out, right?
Yeah.
This is what she likes to do.
Wait, how'd you find out?
Because we were ordering the cake, and then it says the ingredients right there, and it's my brother. He usually like ruins things, right? Like I'm eating Starburst. He's like, oh, there's gelatin in that.
That's good though.
What's good?
Yeah, but like
that he tells me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you're innocent until you find out.
Until
once you
like,
know,
don't
now
tell me,
I have,
bro. Like,
exactly.
Let me enjoy it.
Yeah, like Doritos. Oh, they have pork enzymes.
Like, tell me after I finish it,
bro. What's a pork enzyme?
Pork enzyme.
I don't. Have you ever held an enzyme in your hand?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's just you know, the compounds right there.
The compounds. Yeah. Don't talk to me about compounds and enzymes, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, he pointed it out in the ingredients. I saw it. And this is what my mom does. If we're at a restaurant,
does she have like
example,
the spoon in her hand and it's like half in her mouth and she just drops it?
Well, if she ever eats something that she like finds out that it had like some pork or whatever, she'll make herself throw up. she likes
she
it.
She didn't make herself throw up from like years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
but
like
she, no.
Ago.
This
Amber's
is what she did.
Digging right now.
She goes,
I am.
She goes, look at the tiramisu, pork and rum. Why don't you just search pork and rum cakes and that's the one that'll show up? Okay.
So dramatic.
And I'm dramatic. You put pork
you
and rum
us.
Inside of me and my family.
And me too. I had it. There's the same tiramisu
you had
for
too.
Your birthday, right?
I fed you with a spoon.
Oh my God.
Literally, all it says is it's a layered espresso infused mascarpone cake
with pork and rum.
Mascarpone cake. What is mascarpone?
Mascarpone is cheese.
Mascarpone.
They're putting porn in the cake.
Did you put porn in my cake?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
You put
about
Bang Bros in my cake, bro.
Keep going.
You put a little casting couch in my
Yo,
in my cake.
Messed
not in the,
up,
not
Amber.
In the cake.
Not in the cake.
Leave it on the private browser, not in the cake. Yeah,
I just looked up, none of their coffee says anything about pork.
This is what they do. She was just saying, oh, Dan Schneider, you know, I work with people like this, blah, blah, blah. She let Dan Schneider get away. She'll let pork and rum get away.
Yeah.
This is what gaslighting comes down to.
Wait, so you went to the same exact, like, what is it, bakery?
Yes.
Are you sure you went to the same one?
Patisserie Poupon, whatever it's called.
Patisserie Poupon.
It was called Tours de Jours.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
What? That was not. Whatever you said, he went to the wrong place.
No.
No. Why are you being accusing me when you went to the wrong place?
No, that's the second place we went to. We had to end up going to.
That does not sound like Tours de Jours.
We had to end up going to Patisserie Poupon because we couldn't go to Tours de Jours, whatever.
Oh, my God.
But it was Tours de Jours because it's a Korean bakery.
There's a lot of Korean bakeries everywhere.
Amber, that one is strictly Korean. Okay, so if we
go to the right place.
We go to a restaurant, right? Like, my mom, she's like, okay, let me order something safe, like a pasta, right? And then when she orders, she's like having some. And then later on, like, we find out, oh, it was cooked in wine or something. What she likes to do, she's like, she'll act dizzy. And she'll be like, oh, my God, like, I'm drunk, right? So when we were talking about it, when I was like, Mom, this cake that you said that was delicious, that you could not stop eating, it had pork and rum in it. What are you going to do about it? And she's like, it did? She's like, I knew I got sleepy that day. I was like, Mom, that's that pork is not making you sleepy.
Oh my God.
And she was like, does Amber know this? And I was like, Amber knows. She knows very well this is what she does. She poisoned our family.
I'm sorry.
Don't let her in our house again.
It's okay. I've moved on from that bakery now anyway. You should have asked me what was new.
If anybody is going to Tours du Jours.
It's not new, but I just feel like I'm on the bun cake vibe now.
It's better than the
bun cake?
I'm on the bun cake vibe now. Bun cake is a good
go-to.
Yeah. That's my new.
She might have pork in it.
No, she's probably calling them right now. She's like, yo, can you put the pork and rum back in there?
Make sure it's for the family if they ever order.
Like the two worst things you could put in a
pork
cake.
Pork and rum.
That's what you had me on.
You're welcome.
And now I know what it tastes like.
You're welcome.
I was just hoping you be exposed to things in case you ever came across them in real life. Your body would have been like, it was kind of like the shot, like the COVID shot, like the vaccine.
Or an allergy shot.
An allergy shot. I needed to make sure that your guys' immune systems were, you know, aware that these exist.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You know when they inject a little bit of like the horse blood in you when you get venom inside of you, right? When you get bit by a snake, mm-hmm. Where does venom come from? It comes from horse blood because they slowly inject snake venom into the horse in microdoses so that the blood gets like immune to it. And then that's what they inject into you to fight off the venom. So you're injecting a little bit of pork into us so that we are immune and rejected.
Yeah, I just don't think you have to go in that route.
That's what it made me think of.
But we gave really good examples of like the COVID vaccine.
I watched this guy on YouTube who gets stung by the most like venomous insects and animals in the world. And then sometimes he has to like quickly get that
imagine, that's just a least relatable version of all of these.
Imagine he's like at the end, like he's done every animal, like every poisonous animal in the world, and then he sees the tiramisu.
He's like, I can't.
He's like, right here we have a wild tiramisu, pork and rum. Bro, sometimes his cameraman gets stung by the things and he gets so pissed. He's like, bro, why do I sign up for this?
Really?
It's so funny.
God. Oh, he's not even, it's not like a professional set.
It's like a YouTuber.
It's
right?
A YouTuber, but I mean, he makes a lot of money. He gets tons of views.
Mm.
Yeah, it's an awesome show. It's like Crocodile Hunter back in the day.
I apologize to Auntie, but I don't apologize to you.
Damn.
Because I don't like how you went about this. Like, you knew. Like, you started being like, Amber, Neil.
Here she goes. Always victim blaming.
I'm not victim blaming. I'm just saying that you should take responsibility for your
own actions.
Quiet on podcast.
I didn't only get attacked by you.
Okay.
But
what are you gonna say?
Ramadan?
Me?
Not yet. The Shimmer doc hasn't come out yet.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll reveal all of that in like.
You're gathering 15 evidence.
15 years. 15 years.
You're gathering evidence and.
It's okay because the Faraz doc is gonna go crazy.
Yo.
In comparison,
I'm actually making the Faraz doc myself.
In comparison.
It's like we make like a quiet on set doc of Frost. He already has like one of himself, like how good he is.
I'm like, no, you guys release it. I'm like, yo, this one sucks. Let me try the real banger.
It's like Shamir's like he had me in like a tank top and under freezing weather for 9 hours.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. I see the direction it's going now.
I wouldn't use myself. I use Dower.
Dower's would go crazy.
Right. He's dropping documentaries left and right every time he talks about one of these experiences of these videos.
Yeah. It's like he made me drown in sugar water with red 40 dye.
He waterboarded me.
Bro, if there was actually a BTS of like one of those shoots, I would look bad. I feel like I would look bad.
We make you look
bad. Especially in the edit.
I mean, there is in the vlog footage, but like
the vlog footage is there. It's true.
Yeah.
But I think the trauma bonding between the cast members makes it all better, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if we were not all in the dynamic that we are, where we like understand each other's personalities, I think that
at least
go
I'm not pulling Dan Schneider's, bruh.
That's because
I mean, you got Dower naked. He's like underage. No.
And related.
No, he wanted to be naked. I protected him. I said, no, put on a pair.
You
of
actually had Shamir take his shirt off and wore these little hoochie daddy shorts.
Oh, and he made like cum shot
in a kid's pool. He was like drone shot in a kid's pool. Cum
this
shot.
Sounds wild out of context, bro. That's not what happened.
Yo, maybe that's what Dan Schneider's going through. Cum shot.
You know.
First of all, that's not what I want to clear the air right now. That's not what happened. We had. discussed prior, we want to put Shimmer and his beautiful body in a pool of roses. Uh-huh. We didn't have, okay, I wanted to rent an Airbnb.
In a kid's pool.
I wanted to rent an Airbnb that had a nice pool. I shared the Airbnb.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
But then all we could resort to was the new Dan Schneider herself. Hey guys, I have a kid's pool.
That's true.
Who really did it?
No, you took your niece's pool. Farah said, I wonder if we could like we don't have like a pool. I was like, nah. I was like, I only have like a kid's pool. You're like, that would be funny.
Whoa.
So I brought it up as like a and he was like, yes, that one right now.
But you could be emotionally manipulating him.
Yeah.
How?
Maybe because I'm like, oh, the vision.
And then you're like, kid's pool.
And then you're like, oh, I'm going to make him look like
absolute dirt.
So
what about the cum shot?
That doesn't make sense. What are you doing? What are you saying
I have
now?
Nothing to do with the directing.
That's not what, okay.
And the above head shot.
What is that?
The drone shot?
You're doing too much.
I'm just saying.
It was an innocent shot.
Tread lightly, Frost. We got a lot of ammo on you, bucko.
We just have to say that for the documentary.
I'm just saying, you want to talk about quiet on set? We could really talk about quiet on set.
I think we should be quiet on set now.
Doesn't feel good when it's with you, huh?
No, you guys are painting a bad picture.
We're not painting
a bad picture.
I will drop a real doc, and it will be far worse.
Okay, so that is actually going to be a part of the documentary because that's blackmailing and threatening.
We're going to put your documentary inside our documentary.
It'll be what I did, right? And it'll be like a C grade, like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And then the commentary will be director's cut of like what I was actually thinking when that was happening, and it'll be far worse.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad that you know. I'm glad that you're aware.
All right, no perv stuff, though.
Yeah.
No, I got. I've been
actually
getting
somebody told me at my iftar you sat on your brother's lap.
That's true.
And then he
against
said,
against his will.
And then he said, no. "Whoa, I'm bricked up right now."
No, that's what Thauer said. That.
And these are siblings.
If you don't have a gay relationship with your bro or slash bros, you're not really. You're not even bros.
I don't think it's supposed to be your real bro.
No, it's. That's like bro bros.
Mm. Bro bros.
My brother and I, we were taking baths together.
This is not
showering together up until.
At age 25.
Yeah, 25.
26. No, the day we got separated, we were making fun of each other's wieners. And my dad was like, we're not going to have this.
He saved you guys.
Yeah. We were, and then we shared like bunk beds for a really long time. Mm. Like, bruh.
Oh yeah,
sitting on my brother's lap.
Yeah,
come on.
It's okay. We'll make butt chin if you haven't. If you're not aware, go watch butt chin. We'll make butt chin itself like an entire episode. That'll be my dark screen change voice episode.
Okay, that wasn't even bad.
I know, but I looked ugly.
But also, we do that to make other people uncomfortable because other people are very like, oh my god, bro, like. They get really uncomfortable. So it's funny when you do it like that.
Yes.
I was trying to get at that. I also got attacked in several angles.
Okay.
At a place that is supposed to be meant for peace.
The masjid.
The masjid.
Oh, man.
The masjid, bro. You go to we go. Yeah,
why
to these
is something always
prayers.
Happening at your masjid, bro?
Why did I think he was going to talk about the gym? I was like, at the gym.
We go to these. We go to Tarawih, which is these nightly prayers, right? It's a very peaceful time. You listen to the Quran being recited. It's nice. It's calm. We just got this new mosque built. You know, it's nice, right? In one night, three different things happen where I'm just like, bro, you just absolutely disturb my peace, right? This is what happened. First, I'm going down in sajda, right? Like going down, head on the floor. I'm getting up in front of me. I'd heard about this phenomenon before, but I'd never seen it myself. This uncle in front of me was absolutely packing, son. He had the nicest nut print. In the back of his shalwar kameez,
Have you ever seen a nut print before, like in the masjid?
Not to this level, bro. This like, was like a cow. This is like cow udders.
Because I've never seen this in my life. And you guys remember Salman who came on the podcast?
Yes.
He would always talk about like, have you guys ever seen like the ball sack print?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I've never heard that. I was like, maybe that's your masjid.
Yeah.
And like everyone else was like, no, we've never seen that before. So this is interesting.
But you're saying that from the back?
From the back.
Wait, wait, are you looking up?
No, it just
dude, I don't think you're praying right, bro.
I was getting up right, you're and not it was kind of just spiritual like mode. It just dangled in front of me real quick.
Dangled like keys.
Yeah. Through the shalwar and through the kameez.
Yeah, it was like, you know how when they stand up, like the whole thing will go between their crack. You seen this?
Sure.
The whole shalwar kameez, it'll go between their crack if they get up like without kind of like adjusting, right? Mm-hmm. So then this whole package is just in front of me, right? Amazon delivery. And I'm like, bruh, that just caught me off guard. So then when I go down, I was just kind of like, I wasn't paying attention much. I get up, I land under the uncle next to him, in his thobe. My head goes inside underneath his thobe. And bruh, his leg hair like went up against my face. I was just like about to cry.
Are you like wrestling? Like what is going on?
He was playing the nutcracker.
I was just like, I was just caught off guard, and then I just went into this like, I was just blacked out. But luckily, this uncle, like his leg hair, like it smelled like ooh, bro. It was nice.
Okay,
it was a good experience. I came out of it, and then like afterwards, you know, like they'll turn around, like, oh, who was that? Whatever. He turned around. I was like, Uncle, I just landed on your thobe. And he was like, that was you. And he high-fived me.
So wait, the thobe is long. So your head was stuck in his thobe?
Yeah, so he
like went inside and inserted himself.
Like as I'm getting up, my head is underneath. And I'm like, oh, dang. I'm not like,
did you have your eyes open? Back up.
Well, I felt like the back of the thobe, like on the back of my head. And I was like, I had to quickly like lift it up and get out of it. It was wild.
Do you not have enough like forward space?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes when they're getting up, the nut print uncle, he was thick. So he's like, he gets up and it's just like, boom, boom. He has to like back up three steps, then forward three steps. So then you have to kind of like watch out for him.
Yeah.
And then as you're watching out for him, you kind of end up in a zone that's like not
yours. Lucky you didn't like headbutt into his body.
Yeah, his nutsack.
Yeah. If you say he's a teabag, big dude.
Like teabag straight up on the first ricotta. Okay. After that, right? After this happens, I was like, okay, like, that was wild. Let me get back. Like, let me try to concentrate again. Let me focus, okay? So everyone, you know, during Tarawih, they're trying to hydrate at the same time also. So everyone has their water bottles, right? So,
what's going on?
So people are trying to hydrate, so they keep their water bottles with them. And people, you should put your water bottle right in front of you so that, like, you can go over and, like, it doesn't get in anybody else's way, right? Somebody had put their water bottle, like, where all the way at the front, right, where the head goes. And so I'm in front of them.
Okay. No.
Bruh.
Did you sit?
I sat right on, and it wasn't like if it was like the shorter ones, it would have moved out of the way. Or like my
the 2 liter bottle,
bro. It was like one of the Deer Park like normal 16 ounce water bottles, whatever. And I sat on it, and then I just bounced right back up. Dude, that was not a great feeling, bro.
I'm crying. You're being violated in every direction.
Yeah, I went from prostration to prostate.
Ew. Enough.
It was bad. And then the final blow, literally the final blow.
There's more.
This is all in one night. This happens.
That's crazy.
All in one night. I'm like, okay. Let me get back. Let me zone in. Let me get zoned in. I need to dial in for God right now.
Yeah.
Too much going on. This uncle behind me, right? He is constantly just belching throughout the Ravi. And it's not like a quick like, it's like a
no.
And then he has the audacity to blow cannons, absolute cannons, air cannons to the line in front of him.
Wait,
just
he's
sniping dudes. He goes. And you hear it every time, at least 3 or 4 per rakat. And people are like, you can see them like squinting and stuff. Dude next to me and me, we both have hoodies. He puts his hoodie up and tightens it. He's like not having it. Between rakats, people are fighting to go upper row. They don't want to be anywhere near this guy.
Dang.
My brother and I were like, we got to stay away from this guy. There was, in the past, we had this guy. He was called the, what do we call him? Oh, the silencer. He used to just be gassed up, right? He was just releasing these silent ones throughout.
Like, and it would
just
farting?
Be build, farting. And he it'd just be building up.
Bro's breaking like, his fast or not, breaking his prayer
the whole time.
And this was like a while ago, right? It was just like everyone in the mosque, oh, it's the silencer. Like, don't get near him.
You guys knew who it was?
Yeah, we knew who it was because it was always the same. Like, he was like an older uncle. I don't know if he knew.
Tell him to take the Tums.
I don't know if he knew what he was doing. But then everyone's like, yo, stay away from the silencer. And then if you ever had to, like, you know, break your wudu, mm-hmm. if you ever had to pass one, everyone just blame it on the silencer.
Oh, my God.
And now we've got this guy here.
The opposite end.
Just absolutely disturbing our peace.
Yeah, there's like a certain, I don't know what it is, but archetype that has zero awareness of their bodily function sounds. Because, like, you can burp, right? You could be like,
yeah,
you know, internal.
The internal burp. Like, it's, yeah. it's like an internal, like, explosive.
Yeah. And, but then, like, the ones that are like, that they like get back up and they're like, I'm yeah. like, do you have no shame?
Do undies be doing that?
Like, the aunties be doing that. And it be smelling like straight darka, like straight up like dal. And I'm like, yo, like, that, like, I came here, like, I'm zoning in and I'm not supposed to be like judging. I'm judging right now and I don't like it.
Dang.
So, I mean, I love, I don't know if you guys have favorite spots to pray, but my favorite spot is to pray next to a wall where I'm like, I'm limiting.
That you could post up right afterwards.
No, like I'm limiting how many people are around me.
Oh.
So I only have one side to possibly be like in an uncomfortable situation. Mm. You know?
Yeah. The uncles have no manners. We told my dad he needs to talk to this guy because he was like, oh, I met a new friend. Like, he's from Lahore. And it ended up being this guy. We're like, listen, you need to tell him to leave the Lahari fish behind, whatever he's eating. It's not working out. You got to talk to him. And then now he's like, we talked to my brother and I. We're like, so did you talk to him? Because he's still doing it. And he's like, oh, no, he's not actually my friend. Like, yo, you're not friends with him just because
he's
burping?
Well, how do you bring that up?
Like, hey, man, I don't know, honestly. Ask him what he's eating for iftar. He's eating a lot of fried food, clearly.
The best way to combat this is to be him. You have to be him.
Mm. Blow a side one.
Yep.
Like, on the side.
Reverse.
Yeah. Yeah.
A reverse is crazy.
A reversal, like, because he has to look at you. Like, he has to know it's you, right?
Mm. He has to understand that, like, oh.
Yeah.
So, is, like, that what I'm doing?
Maybe when you silence, mm-hmm. right? You pull out a silencer.
Yeah.
You need to have your shalwar means just go, like, you see the gas, like, kind of lift up yeah. your shalwar.
It just, like, blows, like, yeah. it's in the wind.
If it was, like, somebody that was younger, you could probably come up with a joke and be like, man, like, I could hear you from over there. Like, what'd you have for, like, something like that? And then be like, yeah, like, and then, like, kind of make him feel uncomfortable.
The
about
thing
it
is, my
joke.
Dad is the type to say something like that directly. Mm. Like, he would go up to him and be like, oh, like, what'd you have for iftar? Probably this and that. Like, just joking around and mm-hmm. would be able to do it. But then he's, like, not wanting to confront him now. Mm. And other uncles know of it now. Like, I'm getting texts from other uncles.
Texts?
Yes. They're like,
that's their job then.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm not going to say it. Yeah. We just look out. We're like, whatever the proximity is of
you have to calculate, like, what...
How far the burp is the able burp to, like, is. Launch. Mm. It's zero dark 30 back there, just sniping guys.
And then in between rakahs, when people, like, leave, you have to be like, all right, let me take this spot.
Yeah, exactly.
You should convince him to be the imam.
Why?
That way there's nobody to the front or to the side of him.
Yeah, but if you hear that in the mic, like, sometimes the imam, like, sneezes or coughs in
the mic.
It'll
be like a little ad lib.
And it has these echoes. It's like, so if you heard the burp, it's like, it sounds like Snorlax.
That'd be a little ad lib.
You know, nah, man, I can't.
You guys need, like,
those.
A forum where you guys, like, talk about these things, you know? Because, like, our mosque like will address things pretty early on. Like, for example, if there's like the whole crying kid situation, they like built out different spaces.
They send pictures on the kid.
They're like, and they'll say it right before. They're like, if you're going to have a crying kid, we have designated section. If you're going to have a kid with you at all, we have a designated section for you to pray. You're more than welcome to have your kid, yada, yada. So, like, because all the other ladies were like, bro, we're trying to pray Teravi, and, like, there's a crying kid next to me for literally an hour. Like, how am I supposed to function? So you guys have to have, like, a little forum and then somebody address it, like, on the loud mic. So it's, like, nobody's attacked. They're, like...
Listen, they're a brand new masjid.
No, you have to... If you don't directly say to somebody, they're not going to they're not gonna get it.
Because they're not going to... One, they might not read it. Two, like, you know, whatever forum there is. Also, two, they're a brand new masjid. Mm. Probably ran by a lot of Desis, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Just can't be organized. Just get him to not like that mosque anymore.
Bro, if you're going to come to the house of God, come pure. Mm. Or come with Purell.
I don't think the Purell is going to help y'all.
He can drink it.
He can drink it. Oh.
He said silenced.
You know what my brother and I had the other day for iftar?
Mm.
What?
Have you guys had these Little Caesars Crazy Puffs?
What? I don't think I've been to a Little Caesars in like ever.
Little Caesars is so underrated.
It is underrated.
Mad underrated. Also, if you have T-Mobile... Like, T-Mobile will be dropping mad T-Mobile Tuesday deals for Little Caesars. Oh, that's still how we got hooked on.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Little Caesars only exists in, like, little towns like Bel Air.
Nah.
Amber, stop it. Little Caesars is literally, like, owns a stadium.
I doubt that.
They do?
Yeah.
Is it still $5 a pizza?
I think so, yeah. Mm. But we get like, mad, like, free pizzas from T-Mobile.
Oh.
Anyways, the Crazy Puffs, that's what... Like, we thought that pizza bagels and pizza rolls tasted like as kids.
Mm.
But these pizza crazy puffs, they're good.
How many puffs come in a pack?
It's four.
Four.
Right? So, you guys know that food guy, right? I think we looked at him, Luke's Foods or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the white guy. I think he made an ad on that. I literally just saw
on the crazy puffs?
Yeah, on the crazy puffs. I think he was sponsored by Little Caesars.
Dude, especially if you break your fast with it.
Mm. Oh,
so, it's like a breading, right? And it has, like, what, cheese and sauce in it?
Yeah. But it's like...
It's like a stromboni, but like little.
It's like a mini pizza. It's like a mini pizza.
Stromboli. Mm.
But it's just so like soft and like it's correct. It's,
oh.
You know what I mean? It hits.
Gotta try it.
You're sure there's no pepperoni in it? You'd probably like
pork,
it better.
Yeah, pork sauce.
Pork magnet.
Yeah, pork and rum, Little Caesars Crazy Puffs.
Amber, you should go and be like, look, I looked at the ingredients and there was pork.
Mm.
You know what my brother calls them? They're called Crazy Puffs, right? He calls them the P. Diddy's, as in like Puff Daddy.
He's like, for us.
He goes, yo, the P. Diddy's hitting. I was like, what? He's the P. Diddy's, the Crazy Puffs. I was like, did you just come up with that?
That's
like,
a bar. Yeah.
I was like, that's fire.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to start calling these the P. Diddy's. Little Caesars P. Diddy's.
I'm crying.
You guys saw what's going on with Diddy?
What is that going is a on with
that's
Diddy?
That's a crazy puff. Yeah.
That is a crazy. That crazy is a puff. Crazy puff.
Bruh, when I'm seeing... Okay, so we've been talking about this Nick doc, right?
Mm-hmm.
We heard about what's going on with Diddy, all of this sex trafficking going on behind the scenes. They're saying that he's not even, like, the guy. He's covering up for, like, the elites, and he's the fall guy for them. He's running away on his jet. We've got all of these different people coming out with... different allegations currently. It's just making me more and more scared of like rich people in general.
Mm.
Like the stuff that they're sacrificing to be in the positions that they're in. And then hearing that like not only it's Diddy, but it's just like, oh, Jay-Z's even worse. Have you seen this?
No. Oh yeah, I heard that Jay-Z's like, and like, did you hear what they said about Jay-Z?
No.
Allegedly.
I'm not saying allegedly anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm all these conspiracies that people were like, oh, dude, have you heard this? And I was like, nah, bro, that's not real. It's all real.
It's all real. Yeah. Guilty until proven innocent.
Ooh. They said about Amber, do you know about the thing they were saying between Beyonce and Jay-Z?
About how he got this girl pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, so allegedly he got this girl pregnant while he was like married to Beyonce, and Beyonce was having a kid or about to have a kid or something like that. And he got this other girl pregnant. And she was found dead.
What?
Yeah. And so when Kanye later had said, like, I know you have people to like. What did Kanye say?
I know you got killers, Jay-Z.
I know you got killers, Jay-Z.
Don't send them after
Don't
me.
Don't send them. Yeah.
Dang.
Kanye also said that Diddy's a fed, and it ended up like it seems like he is.
I just want to say Kanye says the craziest shit. Everyone's hating on Kanye.
Kanye's but never
he has,
wrong.
He has no allegations.
Yeah.
I mean,
he has no allegations.
He has no allegations, as far as I know.
As far as we know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no one's come back and said, oh, he's like this.
He's
like,
the first to tell on himself.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's what I respect now. It's like all these people that act good.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're billionaires. We're black billionaires. Like,
no, but here's the thing. How quick are people to be like, oh, Kanye's saying wild stuff? We need to come together as a community, as people, and
stop supporting.
And, you know, like, there's so many celebrities reaching out to Kanye. Kanye, you got to stop. You got to stop. Who's reaching out to Diddy, Jay-Z, or all these other
people? They'll get
killed. Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll get killed.
It's wild, bruh.
Yeah. And like they, so that was one story with the whole Jay-Z thing. I just think it's crazy how this Sierra situation, she hopped on it at the right time. Like, she was quiet for a while. She was dating him for like 10 years. And everybody thought it was that she like left him because she never got a ring. And they're like, Diddy did Sierra wrong. And like, she was, why am I saying Sierra? I meant to say Cassie.
She like had the lawsuit against Diddy.
Yeah.
And then it got settled
a day
real
over,
quick.
A day later, I think.
Yeah. She had a song. Do you remember the song like Me and You? Now I've been waiting. Think I want it. It was like,
now that is singing.
That is singing.
That right there. Diddy, pick this one up right here. Making the band.
For us.
Take her.
Making the band.
Take her.
So, anyways, she was like iconic, you know? And they were dating, and everybody thought that they broke up because she never got a ring, and they're like, oh, like he did her so wrong. He did her so wrong. And then come to find out, she like, you know, ended up marrying this trainer, having a couple kids, doing her thing. And then boom, like comes out with this like whole lawsuit against him and stuff. Got her 30 mil, as she should, and kept it moving. She did it at the right time, because then after that, everything else then started opening up. And in that lawsuit, it was like saying how she was like sex trafficked and treated badly. And that's when the whole thing came up. With like him blowing up Kid Cudi's car, mm-hmm. and holding, was it Wale or somebody?
I think so.
Feet upside down off the balcony.
Yeah, Wale.
And those things slowly started coming up. And then
Meek Mill, apparently he like.
Meek Mill keeps telling on himself. Meek Mill's saying the gayest stuff on Twitter and he's not covering up. Well, they're just like, he was really tight with Diddy. And then he has a song too, just like. It was saying something. He's like, I can't believe I did that with Diddy. And people are like, hold up. Like, they're going back on the lyrics. And he's trying to clear it up and saying like, yo, I'm not gay. I didn't do nothing with Diddy. But he's like, it's sounding even more gay the way that he's saying the tweets. Yeah. It's crazy.
I think the only thing that Meek Mill is lacking there is like brain cells. Like, he just doesn't, he needs, like, he cannot handle things by himself. Like, he's on probation.
Twitter. He always just is not good with Twitter.
My favorite thing that Meek Mill did was like, you know, remember when XXXTentacion died?
Yeah.
He made like a tribute, like, at his concert. He's like, rest in peace, extensions.
Dude, anything Meek does looks goofy. You seen his picture by the pool eating fries? You ever seen him do a somersault, like off the trampoline?
Wait, what?
Everything is goofy that Meek does.
He like was on probation and he couldn't do street racing with like those like bikes.
Yeah.
And then posted on Instagram him riding bikes, and it's like, wow, like what are you doing?
Yeah. And by the way, Meek is like, if you listen to his music, it's like one of the hardest rappers. Like, it's so like fire to listen to. But then like his personality is so the opposite.
It makes
it's
me
so
like him
funny.
More though.
Yeah,
I like it more.
It's
like,
so funny. Yeah, with Diddy, he's like, what's crazy is he was recording all of the activity that happened in the house too. And this is exactly the way that those conspiracies tell you that people do things.
Yeah,
it's a trade. You're making a deal with the devil. They record you, take pictures. They have blackmail on you. And it's crazy to hear that somebody actually like was recording all of these like sexual acts and whatever else so that they have it for whatever reason later on.
I want to say rebuttal. Like Diddy, I think it was like Cole Bennett or something. He met with Diddy and Diddy told him like record everything. So apparently Diddy has had like a crew filming him for the past.
No, bro. But this is like cameras in the house, in bedrooms, recording.
I know. But like I'm saying, if someone's so guilty and he has like a camera crew around him like all the time.
Oh, like for proof?
I don't know for proof, but like, does that make him like as guilty as?
Because I know, what's his name? Barstool Sports, the owner,
Dave Portnoy. Dave Portnoy, yeah,
yeah. He does that. He records all of his like hookups for proof.
Oh, he records his hookups.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
It's weird, but he says that like I need to because then someone's gonna come out with some allegation against me, but then I have the evidence.
Yeah, people come out from Drake like all the time. And Drake like has like weird precautions, but
yeah,
hot sauce.
Did you see that? Diddy adopted a white girl, apparently, like a little white girl, and like put her on like live stream or whatever. And they were like, he's like, yeah, like Diddy adopted like me and like adopted a white girl, and she's like introducing herself, and she's like 16, and then they were like tracing it back to like kids that were missing.
Oh snap!
And there's like a really deep like. Dark twisted thing to all of this. Like it's one thing to be like moving weight when it comes to like, for example, how Young Miami is getting accused of, because Young Miami's been dating Diddy for like a year or two now.
From City Girls.
And they were trying to accuse her of like moving weight with him, like moving pink cocaine or something. And luckily she has like these screenshots of her like doing these things.
What is pink cocaine?
I think it's like a like a mixture of drugs. So it's not just white. It's not just like cocaine. It's like a mixture of like ketamine and like all this other type of drugs.
Okay. Sounds cool.
In Miami, it's called scruff. And it's like,
are you in this? Are you moving weight?
Have you moved it?
No, my lash lady is crazy in Miami. So we have this lash girl in Miami. And she like,
I hate this.
What?
My lash lady in Miami.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, why?
You know what you sound like right now?
Too bougie.
You sound like someone who eats pork and rum tiramisu cake.
Oh, my God. As soon as I get in that lady's lash bed, she's telling me the wildest stuff.
She goes to Diddy parties.
She's just like, oh, and then, like, this person snorted pink coke scruff off. And I was like, what is scruff? And she was like,
so she's putting you on.
Yeah, and she was like, it's like this pink powder. It's like, I was like,
I'm using it on your lashes right now.
And she was like, I snorted it off his like ass crack or something like that. Just like, okay, but she did say she snorted it off his other thing. But I'm literally
unnecessary.
But she's crazy, and that's the way I know. Anyways, and Young Miami's from Miami, so it would make sense. Because it's a thing in Miami. Anyways, this whole thing is dark and twisted, and like new things keep coming out. And I'm like, this is not real life.
Here's who I trust. I trust Kanye. I trust 50 Cent. And I trust Vince Staples. 50 Cent has been blowing Diddy up for years.
Isn't he making a documentary? Or was that like...
I don't know if that was like a troll or not. But I would love if 50 made that.
Yeah.
50 is suing his own ex-baby mama or whatever. Trying to take custody of the child. Yeah.
Interesting.
He's trying to take custody of his child from her because he said that she was being trafficked by, she was like a sex worker for Diddy.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
So he wants custody of
her. So she's a victim and he wants to take the child away from her?
No, but she was like... voluntarily doing that.
Yeah. No, so she had posted, so she was listed in the lawsuit, right? And he came out and he was like, oh, you're a little sex worker? You're a little sex worker. Uh-huh. Little sex worker. And then she called him out. She was like, I'm tired of your jokes. Like, enough is enough. Like, you R-worded me and you S-A'd me throughout our relationship. Like, I'm tired of staying silent. And then he took that opportunity to keep calling her a little S worker. Mm-hmm. And then now he was like, oh, I'm just going to. She said she moved like 1 mile away from him so that he could see their kid more. And he only saw the kid like 10 times in 2 years.
I don't know, bro. What is she doing with Diddy?
Frost, you know these people are victims, right?
I know, but why was she like with Diddy?
Frost, these are like, you're not understanding. If you're being a sex worker for Diddy, you're being trafficked.
But
you're like, it's not like a little I'm just a little sex worker. Like, they're being trafficked. Like, that's not like a, like.
Yeah, but she's.
Go ahead.
Didn't she like go there like voluntarily?
You fall into these like situations where once you're in these things and they blackmail you, they have a video on you. They have.
Because it's not like a random person. It's like if you're going to Diddy.
It's one thing if it's like Future, right? And you're like, he has no
Future.
Like, I'm saying, like, it's one thing if it was, like, another rapper where...
No, this is Future. No, like, if you've heard anything that Future says, you don't go near Future.
I'm saying, like, listen, if it was, like, another rapper, right, and she was, like, is a sex worker or whatever. First of all, like, if you're a sex worker, like, okay, cool. There's a bunch of OnlyFans girls out here, too. Like, whatever. But I'm saying if you're a sex worker and you're like working with a rapper, that's one thing. But you're understanding that she was a sex worker for Diddy, which likely means she was just straight up trafficked and had a lot of blackmail on her. She probably was being like undersold, all these types of things. So it's not like this was in correlation to something else. She's in combination with Diddy, who is out here like selling women.
Okay, fine. I don't know her situation.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that 50's been telling us for years. And a lot of the stuff that 50 says about, like, oh, this person, that person, it ends up being, like, kind of true or, like, you know, something comes out about them.
True.
No one's listening.
Didn't they say that Diddy also, like, unalived someone? Like, who was that?
Tupac?
Is that the Tupac, rumor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's and Tupac. What's the, like,
I don't know the
lore
behind it, but...
It was basically East Coast, West Coast thing. Mm. Him and Biggie Smalls, they were together with Bad Boy Records.
Mm-hmm.
And then West Coast, they had like a whole thing going on where there was all this beef. And then, you know, people got killed in that. And allegedly one of those people set up by Diddy. It's Tupac.
Yeah. Was Diddy like a really good rapper?
Producer.
Producer, got it.
And like kind of like the in the management role, just kind of like. He was rapping, but like more so he like found a lot of the right people and put them on his label.
You also mentioned Vince Staples, who like arguably like caught R. Kelly.
Because really?
He literally.
How?
It was at Complex Con like 2017, 2018.
Okay.
And he was like making a joke like, oh yeah, R. Kelly be pissing on girls and like nobody caught him and stuff like that. And that's what literally sparked like investigations and all that stuff. And then the documentaries like came out and all that stuff. And
Cat Williams apparently said something about Diddy too. Apparently there have been celebrities that have been saying stuff about Diddy, but we just haven't been putting it together.
People have been saying it for like 20 years, like about Diddy, like, oh, he's crazy. I would
like,
never.
Don't go to Diddy parties.
Don't go to Diddy parties. Yeah. Stuff like that. So, and I feel like it's the same thing with Dan Schneider. People have been saying things for like 10 years. People have been saying things about like Jeffrey Epstein, all these people for years.
And what's crazy is like, it's all tied, dude. That's what's like, all of it eventually comes back to like these people who are in like elite power. It always ties back to Israel. It's all like for some reason. I'm not even kidding.
No,
like,
I know. It's just ultimate conspiracy.
Like before I used to look at this stuff and I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like that's too much. But then the more that I keep seeing and then like when you see, oh, this person is actually like. Works for Israel and he's part of the US government and this money's going there. It's just like, what?
I can just imagine your room. You like now have the strings all over it.
I don't want to get to that point, bro.
I wish like one person would just come out with the tell-all. Obviously, they would be put in a huge amount of danger.
There is. There's going to be a man upstairs who's going to tell all. God is going to be like, yo, so let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
The Nickelodeon logo, it's designed like Epstein's Island. Look at this right here.
It is.
Right? Last thing before we take it to the Patreon is the while we're on the conspiracy topics is recently in Baltimore the Key Bridge got hit by that cargo ship
from Singapore
it was going to Sri Lanka
with Indians on board. Why are you laughing?
You were laughing.
why did you start laughing when I said Indian? I was gonna say crewmates. And then you just started laughing because they're Indian. What's funny, Shamir?
What's also funny?
It's hilarious, bro.
Okay, it was Indian crewmates with a Singapore ship.
Are we anti-Indian right now? What's going on?
It's who's just funny that it like
it would be Indians. Indian out of all people. It would be our people.
Our people.
I mean, like, 50 years ago, we were the same. 50?
Speak for yourself.
We're all a part of India.
It's more than 50.
Oh, okay.
Like this meme I saw, it was like all Indian crew on container ship that brought down the Baltimore Bridge. And then... like the picture is like, hello, sexy. Can you open cloth while he's in the ship?
Why? Oh, my God. They said like...
Dude, this is not funny.
Yeah, y'all
people
need
died.
Yeah.
It's the Indians, bro. Blame them.
apparently the ship was having you know, Baltimore is like a really big dock, like like an important like import export area, and so it costs a lot of money to dock your boat there, and apparently the boat was having problems at the dock.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dock manager and the ship manager were like, it's going to cost too much money to get it fixed here. Like, let's go elsewhere to like a different port. But the problems were already existed.
They also called like the police and everything like 30 minutes before.
No, no, no. And not 30 minutes before. And as they were approaching the bridge, it was 5 minutes before.
5 minutes before.
They called a mayday and they were like, we keep losing power. And then it came back on. They lost it. And that's the only reason why there was no cars that were like traveling through that were on the boat. It was just crew workers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
RIP to the 6 missing crew. I mean, I think some of them are found, but 6 crew members that didn't make it.
It was crazy. It was like, it went worldwide. Like I had people from, you know, all around the world, like not all around the world, but like people from UK and like Pakistan. They're like, hey, are you good? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, it's like a, well, personally, like I've only been on the bridge like 2 or 3 times in my life. But I've never been on that bridge that often.
Yeah,
yeah, we've been on that bridge a number of times, especially when you go to like Annapolis. And one of our friends, Saad, he sent me a video. We were actually like boating by that bridge too.
Yeah,
it was in the back. And it's so weird to like know that that's all gone now.
Yeah, I was looking on Google Maps and it was like temporarily closed.
Yeah. They said it took like 5 years or something to make it, to build it. And it's going to take 2 to 15 years to rebuild. Yeah, and I was like, whoa.
Better make it stronger.
They're trying to put in all like the federal funding to get it built. But like they were saying that Baltimore's economy, those people that like had jobs all around there, like it's going to be like several millions of dollars every day that Baltimore's going to lose because of that port specifically.
Wow.
And they're going to have to like go to Virginia now or something. But it was like a major area.
Yeah.
And so now it's going to be like.
They at least just need to clean up the bridge in order to make it like passable, but they couldn't do that obviously immediately because they were trying to find.
Isn't the ship still there? First. And like the crewmates are still in the ship and they have to wait till they lift off everything.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're still like in the ship. Yeah.
They got trapped inside the ship.
They're in the ship and like obviously they can like leave if they like find a way or whatnot, but they have to, the government or whatever, have to like clean up the bridge on top of them for them to, but they're good because they have enough food for, you know, they're set for like months
really?
Travel.
Oh my God.
Cause they were going to travel to Sri Lanka.
How did
anyways.
They know that they were good?
What do you mean?
Are they communicating with them?
Yeah. Yeah. They're communicating.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
but there's no like air coming in.
I think there's air. I think maybe, but yeah, they have
they're
enough food
alive.
And water. Yeah. They have enough food and water for like, you know, months and stuff.
So they were like, oh, bridge, we're about to hit the bridge. Let's go under.
No. It went over like their entrapment or whatever, where they like stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it like crushed that or anything like that. So
that's wild.
But
that's,
let's say how we really feel now.
How do we feel?
How do we
power
feel?
Power loss.
Frost
accidentally
enough.
Hitting. The, no.
Oh,
why are we doing? What do you mean enough?
Are you going to say it's a conspiracy?
We are in an age of cyber warfare.
Oh my God.
The Obamas just showed us
leave the world behind
where this exact thing happened.
Leave the world behind
with a huge cargo ship losing power coming on shore.
Where?
The Obamas.
Movie. The Obamas did what?
They produced a movie.
They produced a film
where
released it on Netflix
where like somebody was controlling the like electricity and all that stuff causing like mayhem in the country.
They made a movie? The Obamas made a movie?
Yeah.
The Obamas made a movie. They told us that this was going to happen, Amber.
It dropped like 6 months ago.
What's it called?
Leave the world behind. And this like Teslas are like being controlled, like automated, and they're all like crashing into each other.
And that's why they all want us. They're making laws now that electric cars are going to have to be instilled instead of gas cars by like this year. What does the government want? What do they want with the electric cars?
Control.
To be able to shut it off at any point, right? Like the movie.
That's why they have engine starters too. Mm. It's mandated by law to have automatic push or not auto shut off.
I think this is already.
It's framed to be like to save from emissions, but it's also maybe a control thing.
I think this is already like happening in certain countries where they, if like you're getting chased by the police or something like that, they can actually like. Just turn off your car, lock the doors. They have all the controls to that and everything. And now this is where we're at.
Wow. So you're say what you want to say.
I've been saying this for some time. I think that we need to build a bunker.
Oh my god.
What do you mean? Oh my god. Wait. What do you mean? Oh my god. Mark Zuckerberg has a bunker. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross has a bunker.
Post Malone has a bunker.
Post Malone That's has so a bunker. Funny. Does Elon have a bunker?
Probably.
Probably.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Elon has a bunker.
And all these people definitely have bunkers. We need to be doing a podcast out of a bunker at this point.
Dude, our bunkers would be so bad because like it'd be like reek of Sean Masala and we have no exhaust.
Yeah.
We'd have no exhaust.
Bro, we are not on a Singapore ship, bro. Dude. That's not us. That's not
us. I don't know if I'd want to be in a bunker. It sounds claustrophobic.
No, but the bunker in Leave the World Behind, it was nice bunker.
Yeah, the nicest bunker.
It had Friends, all the seasons of it.
Mm, what?
Yeah. Yeah, all those
that's a big part of the movie. Yeah. I can't tell you any more about that. Okay. But like basically the bunker, it has everything you need, right? It has water, food, electricity, it has radio communication so you can hear what's happening on the outside. And then, you know, it has a bunch of movies.
Okay.
Maybe a gym. That one didn't have a gym, I don't think. But I think instead of investing into houses,
It's underground.
Let's invest into bunkers. You should watch that movie, Amber. Just saying this stuff. And I'm not just like speculating. A lot of people are like, yo, we're under
cyber warfare.
Because what's happening on the other side of the world? Why does everybody know about a Baltimore bridge all of a sudden? Why is that the main news? What are they distracting us from?
I mean, it was a bridge that like crumbled.
It's, I know, but like
a sight to see.
But for world news, was it like that?
No, I was shocked. I was like, honestly, I was shocked. I was like, wait, how do you guys know about this?
Yeah.
It's also like there's a lot of money involved too, because it's like an export and like it's a really important import export. It's like one of the oldest ones in history in the US.
But no one knows that. It's like, you know, it's not like but where
money
people
knows
care.
That.
Money knows news. But people.
And also, it's very tragic that those six people or however many it was that lost their lives. But compared to other parts of the world, it just doesn't seem like it would make it on the world news in that same level where, you know, like the Russian attack that happened at the, was it a nightclub or something? It was a shooting.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
And that's probably more like insanely tragic.
And so what I'm saying is this. If I die, I didn't kill myself.
Heard.
You know what I mean? Like, it's too much right now that it's just like, what is going on? And we can't do anything about it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, I hear you. I think I need to be a little bit. How about this? When you start coming across these conspiracy theories, like, send them over. Because sometimes you come on this podcast for us and you're like,
Wait. You brought up the AI conspiracy theory.
Which one?
The AI one.
Yeah. The Megan. I mean, not Megan. Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a conspiracy theorist, too.
Wait, I would like
I like to dabble in them. Yeah. But sometimes like without context, like, because Frost be coming on here and he's just like, we're talking about a bridge. And he's like, let's talk about what we really think. We don't think this is cyber warfare. But like for example, the Kate Middleton AI thing, I was like, hey, there's this thing, BBL conspiracy, this conspiracy, this conspiracy.
Okay, Amber, yours.
What do you think
yours
is going
stems
on?
From a TikTok thread of like, you watch a bunch of TikTok things. I just do it over Twitter. That's the only difference between.
Okay, so then tell me, like, you need to start coming in with, you know how like you have this in your room with the little strings or whatever? Bring that here. Don't be coming over here with the final conspiracy theory. How about you bring the actual plan? Like the actual.
I would like to apologize again.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that you were right about the Kate Middleton thing.
Thank you.
Now I'm with that again. I think that something is really going on.
Yeah. There. For sure.
Yeah.
That was definitely AI.
So.
Video. Did you see the ring disappear in the video that Kate Middleton dropped?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not even concerned about the ring. It's just like the nature in the back wasn't moving.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest conspiracy theory is, where did all these Sahur Fests come from? They were not here when we needed them. And now they're here. Too much.
Bro, look at this one.
Literally like every. Like.
Look at this one right here. Columbus, Ohio. Ohio, bruh.
time you'll join us in the biggest Super Night.
Not that music.
A lot of people are questioning whether or not this is going to happen. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is. You saw what happened in Dallas. You saw what happened in Cali. It was absolutely insane.
Where's Baltimore?
But now it's time to show everyone we're capable of in Columbus, Ohio. The Super Night will take place on March 30th from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. at the Spanish.
Oh, did this already happen?
Yeah, it already happened.
The event is free for everyone to come and join. All you do is have to sign up in our website. All
right.
The first comment is Fit Enough Fest. People are so mad. You know what your uncle sent me? What? He sent me a meme yesterday while I was at a Sahur Fest. He sent me a meme and it said, if going to a Sahur Fest counts as 27 bodies.
Oh my God.
And I said, here I am with 81 this Ramadan. Then.
Dang.
That's wild.
One of our patrons sent a tweet. It was Sahur Fest daughter or podcast
son. Yeah.
And that I was like, we're both.
In one group, we are both.
We're both.
But there's like think pieces online about Sahur Fest and how it's like haram. Yeah. And like
the reason I brought that up is because I have some questions for Amber about Sahur Fest.
Okay.
The most recent one. Yeah. And that's going to go on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's take it to the Patreon. I don't know what's going on in the world, people. Stay safe out there.
Mm.
Be careful of Sahur Fest.
Be careful. Watch out for the Sahur Fest. Watch out for the Crazy Puff.
And watch out for you already said that. Watch out for P. Diddy.
Yes, but go get the Crazy Puffs.
Oh. Yeah. I'm hungry now.
All right, guys. We'll see you at the Patreon for a bonus episode.
For a bait.
Shut the Sorry, let me contain myself. I had a very tough therapy. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.